去年结束的时候
at the end of last year
我跟弟兄姊妹交通道，我们要郑重我们所听到的道。
I shared with brothers and sisters that we should take seriously the message that we have heard.
但愿我们还记得这个是希伯来书的作者给我们的劝勉。
This is the encouragement given to us by the author of Hebrews.
我们现在进入新的一年。
Now we enter into a new year.
但愿我们心中真的有个心思说主，我郑重我要所听到的道。
And truly, we will take seriously the message that we have heard.
刚刚唱的这首诗歌啊。
The song that we just sang.
他第一句第一节的第一句他说。
The first phrase in the first verse.
他说这是我的意念，无论工作和等候，是合你的意念。
Let it be in working or in waiting another year with thee.
但是这是我们的意念。
That be our thought.
我们有个意念说主，这一年不管我是在工作或者我在等候，是和你的意念。
That whether we're working or waiting, it is with him.
第三节。
And then the third verse.
他说也是，他用这句话开始，也用这句话结束。
He used that phrase to start and also to end.
他说主啊，这是我的意念。
And said, this is my thought.
Okay. 无论在天或在地。
Whether on earth or in heaven.
这又是为你的意念。
It's again another year for you.
开始的时候他说我是和你的意念。
In the beginning it says it's a year with you.
但是后面结束他说，但愿我这一年我能够是为你的意念。
And then at the end, it says, this year is for
you. 我们许多事是为我们自己的。
For us, many things we're doing for ourselves.
我们许多的打算是为我们自己。
Our plans are for ourselves.
但我们有个改变。
But let us have a change.
在2015年的开始。
That at the beginning of 2015,
我们有个心愿说，主，但愿这一年是和你在一起，也是为你的一年。
That this be our will, that it is for with him and for him.
我们来读一两段的圣经。
Let's look at two passages.
哥林多后书第五章。
Second Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章。
Second Corinthians 5.
第十七节。
17.
哥林多后书第五章第十七节。
Second Corinthians 5:17.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
加拉太书第五章。
And then Galatians chapter 5.
第十五节。
15.
受隔离，不受隔离。都无关紧要，要紧的就是做新造的人。
Galatians 5:15. 6:15. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision avail anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature.
六章十五节，这个。前面一段说是新造的人。
The first passage says a new creature.
第二段是做新造的人。
And then in the second passage is be a new creature.
我们上礼拜我们弟兄跟我们交通了。
Last week our brother shared.
他说在神的儿女中不是来定夺好人坏人。
He said that among God's children, we're not trying to say who is good and who is bad.
在神的眼中是定夺是义人还是恶人。
From God's eyes, he's looking for whether it's evil
or righteous. 我们人看的是好人坏人。
For us men, we're looking at whether it's good or
bad. 这是世界的人怎么看我们所有的人。
This is how the world look at us.
所以我们来到教会，我们也看，哎，这是好弟兄、好姊妹。
And so when we come to the church, we also try to look at whether it's a good sister or a good brother.
但是圣经里面要给我们看到是这个是义人还是恶人。
But in the Bible, it wants us to look at a person as evil or righteous.
我们一般认为是义人，就因信称义。
For us, when we think about righteous, we just think about justified by faith.
因为我们信主，在神眼中，在宝血底下，我们是一个义人。
Because if we believe in the Lord Jesus under the blood, we are a righteous person.
但是我们要知道，这里还有说我们是怎么样成为义人是事实了，我怎么活出这个义人呢？
Yes, we are a righteous person, but how do we live out this righteousness?
所以我们弟兄跟我们交通哈，他讲到说，我们心中所想的、所追求的，是不是神所要的？
So our brother said, what is in our heart? What are we pursuing? Is it what God wants?
如果不是属所要的，你这个你不是义人。
If it is not what God wants, then you're not righteous.
因为神在地上在寻找合他心意的人。
Because God is seeking for those who are who live according to his will.
我们所想、所追求、所做的，如果不合他心意，在神看你不是一个义人。
If what we do and what we pursue is not according to His will, we're not righteous.
我们都喜欢用雅各跟以扫的例子。
So we like to use the example of Jacob and
Esau. 因为以扫真的很乖。
Esau looks pretty good, well behaved.
你真的讲他绝对不是坏人。
He's not really a bad person.
但是呢，在神眼中他不是义人。
But in God's eyes, he's not righteous.
雅各是够坏的，诡诈的不得了。
Jacob is very shrewd.
但为什么雅各会变成一个义人呢？
But how come Jacob can become a
righteous person? 因为在他里面有他所想的是神所要的。
Because what he thinks is something that God wants.
所以啊，要得长子名分这个事情是神所要的。
To be the firstborn is something that God looks for.
雅各有这个的心。
And Jacob has this heart.
神说我要。
And so God says, I want that.
圣经里面很多对比啊，我最近很常用的该隐跟亚伯。
There are many contrasts in the Bible. For example, Abel and Cain.
你看该隐这个大儿子，他真的你找不出他究竟做错什么。
When you look at Cain, you cannot find what he did wrong.
人你要我献祭，我就把种田里面最好的我都献给你了。
God, you want me to offer sacrifice, and I sacrifice the best from my field.
但神说我看不中。
But the Lord said, I don't.
我看
put importance
我看中你弟弟献上的这个牛羊的脂油，我看中。
I value the goat the lamb that your brother offered.
因为在该隐的心中，我是一个罪人这件事，他没太大的感觉。
Because in Cain's heart, he didn't feel that he is the sinner.
父母犯罪了，所以我现在是罪人，他的感觉不重。
He does not look at this in a gravely that he is the sinner.
所以他以为我还可以这样就到神面前去了。
So he thinks he can go before the Lord.
但是亚伯知道我现在是不配这样到神面前。
But Abel knows that he does not deserve to come before the Lord.
不管我听我父母以前怎么在神面前活过的，我现在是不行的。
No matter what I hear about my parents, how they live before God, now my condition is not right.
我必须在宝血底下才能够到神面前。
I have to be under the blood to come before the Lord.
所以神说，亚伯我看中，该隐我看不中。
That's why the Lord looks upon Abel but not Cain.
所以该隐就变了恶人。
And that's why Cain becomes an evil.
在人看来一个好人变成恶人。
To a person, he's a good, but to God, he's evil.
So, 这个但愿我们能够深深印到我们心中来。
May this be imprinted in our heart.
我们在神面前要成为真正的义人。
We want to be one who is truly righteous.
一个义人乃是我所想、所做、所追求有合神心意的东西。
For to be a righteous one, you have to have a thinking, what you pursue, what you do, all because of God.
不见得你全部都是合神心意。
Well, maybe not completely.
我们还没到这么完全的地步。
Well, we have not reached that state.
但是但愿我们心中是有所想所追求的是合神心意的。
But there should be in our heart what we want to pursue, what we think about, what we do is according to God's will.
但愿2015年这个是我们的目标。
May this be our goal in 2015.
我们想了很多的事情。
We think about many things.
我们追求很多的事情。
We pursue a lot of stuff.
我也不知道多少是对多少错了。
And I don't know how much of that is right or how much is wrong.
就让那些过去了。
May those all pass.
我面对前面的新的一年。
I'm facing this new year.
就保守我这个思想。
May the Lord keep my thoughts.
保守我所想、所追求、所做的是你所要的。
Keep what I think, what I do, and what I pursue, that they all be what the Lord wants.
我今天要跟弟兄姊妹，今年第一次我在这里交通。
Today is my first sharing for this year.
我心中一直有个负担。
And I have this burden in my heart.
就是新造的。
And it is the new creation.
刚刚我们读的两段圣经。
These two passages that we've read.
我们蒙恩得救的人。
For us who are saved,
主告诉我们说，你就是新造的。
The Lord tells us, you are a new creation.
到了加拉太书里面就说，他说你要做新造的人。
And then in Galatians he said, you have to be a new creation.
弟兄姊妹，我们要知道新造的人你做不出来。
We know that you cannot work out this new creation.
但是你发现圣经有讲到你可以做新造的人。
But,The Bible said you can be a new creation.
所以你发现哈，你有敬虔的外表，你不是新造的人。
If you have an outward godliness, that's not counted.
你有道德标准很高，你也不是一个新造的人。
You can have high morals, but you're not a new creation.
你有很多宗教的活动，你常常去教会，也不代表你就是新造的人。
You could be religious, you go to church, that still does not count as new creation.
必须是一个是新造的人。
But you have to be a new creation.
你是一个新造的人，你才能够做一个新造的人。
If you are a new creation, then you can be a new creation.
一直以来我一直在思想这个题目。
So I have been thinking about this topic for a while.
我们都要彼此激励，在主面前能够成为一个真正新造的人。
We need to encourage each other to be a new creation.
你知道我们要知道，我们从父母承受下来这个生命是一个会犯罪的生命。
We know the life that we've gotten from our parents is a life that can sin.
你会发现，我想做的好，我不做；我不想做的恶，我倒是去做。
The good that we want to do, we cannot. The evil that we don't, we do.
我们没信主的之前就是这种光景。
And this is our condition before we are saved.
我们可以怎么做？我们改变自己。
We can try to change ourselves.
我们去修行。
We can beat ourselves up to do that.
尽量的去修改自己。
We keep on trying to change ourselves.
去教育自己。
We educate ourselves.
你发现有成功，有失败了。
Maybe
there's 好像有成功，有失败了。
Maybe there. And then there's failure again.
你知道很多人在一年开始立志。
We have New Year's resolution.
我不敢讲我立志五十年了。
Maybe you have made resolution for the last 50 years.
我记得伟修那一天讲过，他说我不再立志。
Wei Xiu said, I'm not going to give a resolution anymore.
你知道我们立志，你的好意立志，你用自己的能力做不到。
By your good intention and your strength, you put out a resolution you cannot achieve.
我们说今天这个是福音。
Today we're saying this is the gospel.
什么叫做福音？
What is gospel?
福音乃是说神知道你改不了。
The gospel is God knows you cannot change.
说神说我给你一个生命。
And so God gives you a life.
你有了这个生命。
With this life.
你就能够，你不想做的恶你可以不做，你想做的善你可以去做。
Then with this life, the evil that you don't want to do, you won't, and the good that you want to do, you will.
你知道我们要记得好，我们信主之后，
Let us remember after we believe.
你知道我初信主的时候有一个错误的观念。
After I first believe, I have this wrong conception.
我就认为我信主了，有了主的生命。
I think, okay, I believe I have the Lord's life in me.
这个是一个交换的生命。
This is an exchange life.
我旧的生命不见了，我现在只有新的生命。
My old life is gone. Now I have my new life.
我就不会犯罪了。
Of course, I'm not going to sin anymore.
从我信主之后，我就发现我还是天天在犯罪。
But I discover I'm sinning every day, even after I'm saved.
到我认真在主的面前，这让我痛苦了六年。
This to me was very difficult, and I was in this difficulty for 6 years.
因为我没有发现这个的问题在哪里。
Because I did not discover where the problem lies.
所以我要弟兄姊妹知道，你信主之后，你这犯罪的生命还在你里面。
I want brothers and sisters to know that after you believe, the sinful, the life that can sin is still there.
这个主的生命也进到你里面去了。
But the Lord's life is also in you.
这个主的生命跟你犯罪的生命已经在你身上。
Now both the life that can sin.And the life of the Lord are both there.
发现这个叫做新的族类。
So this is a new race.
我们旧的人只有一个生命。
The old man has only one life.
新的人两个生命在你里面。
The new man has two lives.
今天的问题是你要听这个新的生命过活呢，还是听旧的生命过活？
Today, are you going to listen to the old life or are you going to listen to the new life?
所以哥林多后书第五章十四节他说旧事已过一切都变成新的了。
That's why in 2 Corinthians it says all old things have passed. Behold, everything is new.
因为这个新的生命进来是不走的。
Because this new life that comes in is not going to go away.
你要就没有这个新生命，你有了你就成为一个新的族类。
It's either you don't have that new life, or if you have that new life, you're the new race.
这是一条不归路。
This is a way of no turning back.
你知道我们有个同学信主了。
There's a student, he or she,
he
believes.
然后呢，这个如谈到受浸，他不敢受浸。
And he didn't dare get baptized.
他说我受浸我上天堂我父母在地狱那不行啊。
He said, well, I get baptized, I'm going to heaven, but my parents are going to hell.
然后我就跟他说 too late.
And I said, that's too late.
如果你真的信主那你已经在天堂了。
If you really believe, you're going to heaven.
受浸不受浸根本不影响你上不上天堂的。
Whether you baptize or not, you're going to heaven.
哦他整个人都没在哪里了。
So,
因为对他来讲他是真的要信的。
He really wants to believe.
也相信他真的信。
And he really believes.
他现在似乎又想有没有办法把这个生命再拉出去。
Now he's as if he's trying to get rid of that life.
如果你主真的进来是不走的。
When the Lord comes in, he's not going to leave you.
所以我们今天哈，这次整个信仰的路，你只要你一直往前走，你会发现一件事，这是一条不归路。
This is a way of no turning back.
你回不到你以前的光景去了。
You cannot go back to your previous state.
所以我们今天啊，我们要先知道啊，这是我们要是一个新造，是一个新造的人，只有从神生的才是。
So you are a new creation only if you're born of God.
你需要知道你重生了没有。
You need to know whether you are born again.
我初初信主最怕人问我这个问题。
When I first believe, I'm so scared of people asking me this question.
他们问我你信主了没？
When they ask me, have you believed in the Lord Jesus? I said, yes, I believe.
他说你重生了没有？
But when they ask, are you born again?
我就当作没听到。
I try to avoid that.
因为我不知道怎么回答，我说有的，我还在犯罪，没有，也不像啊，我真的信主了，怎么会没有呢？
I don't know how to answer that. If I say yes, then why am I still sinning?
我给你们看一节圣经啊，约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3.
我们信主是圣灵所生的。
When we believe, we are born of the Spirit.
然后这里第八节哈，第三章第八节。
In chapter 3, verse 8.
那或者第七节我先读哈，我说你们必须重生，你们不要以为稀奇，风随着意思吹，你听见风的响声却不晓得从哪里来往哪里去，你这个凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
So verse 7 and 8, marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind blow where it lists,
and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell when it comes and whether it goes. And so is everyone that is born of the Spirit.
如果有人问你 ，OK， 你是什么时候重生的
？If somebody asks you, when were you born again？
那我就问在座所有的弟兄姊妹。
So maybe I ask each and every one of you。
我想这里大家都说我信主了哈。
I'm sure every one of you said.
那如果今天真的问你，你知道你哪一天重生的吗
？And then if I ask you, when were you born again？
那我不用你举手，你问自己，我知道我哪一天重生的吗
？You ask yourself, do you know？
如果你从约翰福音这一段话里面看
，If you look at this passage，
他说风随着意思吹
，It says the wind blow where it listeth。
从哪里吹来，往哪里去，你也不知道。
Where it come, where it go, you don't really know.
但是从圣灵生的也是一样。
And it's the same way to be born of the Spirit.
就是说，你真正重生，你自己也不知道是哪一个时刻。
You do not know what which time you know.
今天基督教把这个举手决志成为他信主重生的那一天。
Today Christianity tried to say that the moment you raise your hand.That's when you're born again.
我们要看今天真正重生，乃是我心中能够碰见我的神了，你就重生了。
When you're born again, that's the moment when you can encounter God.
我有一段时间不能够理解这个话的。
There was a time I cannot understand.
因为我们过去遇到一个老弟兄，他一直反对信主的。
There was a brother who kept on against Christians.
他坐个飞机去澳洲做生意，在飞机上信主。
And then he took a plane ride, and in the middle of the plane ride,
是有人在旁边跟他在飞机上传吗？
Is there anybody trying to preach to him at that time? No.
他的心变了。
His heart changed.
当然他能够知道我是在飞机这一层里面我变了。
Of course, he knows it's during that flight that he changed.
他没有觉知过。
He didn't raise his hand to make a decision.
但是他人变了。
But he changed.
所以我今天我要给弟兄姊妹一件事情啊，你。必须知道你重生了没有。
So I want brothers and sisters to know whether you know you are born again.
今天在教会里面关于重生这个哈，我们要这样来看。
We need to look at this born again thing.
有人是重生之后才告诉弟兄姊妹，然后跟他一起祷告的。
Some people have already been born again, and then they tell brothers and sisters, and then somebody prayed with them.
我们要知道，其实我们遇到很多是这一类的人。
There are many that we encounter are like that.
都不知道什么时候他已经里面都改变了。
Don't know.
但他嘴巴不讲。
Somehow, sometime they have already changed. They've just.
等到他嘴巴讲，他搞不好很早已经是神的儿女了。
So when they say it, it's already the aftermath.
我觉得这样的是最稳妥的。
For those, that's the most solid.
有些呢是我今天我举手，或者我今天说我要信主。
For some it's this. They tell you, today I want to believe.
这个是蛮 shaky 的。
It's kind of shaky.
因为他可能那天特别感动。
Because that day, maybe very touched by them.
所以我这个我后来跟一些年长的弟兄姊妹在一起。
So I was with elder brothers and sisters.
他们从来都不会讲，他信主了。
They never say, oh, he or she believes.
我特别听他们怎么讲。
I try to.Listen,
这是年长的弟兄姊妹说的，他今天愿意信主，加了两个字叫愿意。
They said today they are willing to believe.
因为你不知道他是真信还是假信。
Because you don't know whether they truly believe or not.
给我有一个感觉说，这些带领的弟兄姊妹们啊，他们非常的谨慎。
So these brothers and sisters, they're very serious about this thing.
这影响了我很多。
And this really affected me.
还有第三种的呢。
Now they're the third kind.
他也决志也受浸了。
They have made the decision. They have been baptized.
还没重生的。
But they're not born again.
那不一定失望哈、啊。我发现有很多后来真的重生得救了。
Well, we cannot give up our hope. Many of them are born again later.
不管你在哪里哈、啊，我今天有一件事要跟大家劝勉的哈、啊，你必须知道你重生。
Now, whether or not which one you are, it's important that you know you're born again today.
你要知道，头脑的信主没用的。
To believe in your mind is not enough.
心灵里面碰到主才是关键。
It is when your heart encounters the Lord that's important.
我们翻到罗马书第八章。
And then Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章第十六节。
Chapter 8, 16.
圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
The Spirit itself bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
你知道这一节圣经也是我多年来 skip 过不敢看的。
Again, this is one verse that I skip. I don't want to read it.
你告诉我重生了没？
You tell me, am
I born again? 你知道圣灵跟我的心灵告诉我，我根本不知道。
I don't want the spirit to tell me.
我需要别人告诉我啊，这个你们告诉我，哎，我重生了没？你说重生我就重生，你说没有我就忧愁。
I want other people to tell me whether I'm born again. If they say yes, I'm happy. If they say no, I'm sad.
你要知道，一个真正重生的，它里面是有经历的。
For one who's really born again, inside them they have the experience.
因为圣灵住在我们的里面。
Because the Spirit lives within us.
你会在那一刻碰到主的时候。
When you encounter the Lord.
你发现我里面一个重担下来了。
You have this burden, and that burden falls off.
或者我过去一直在分析的事情，我今天完全开了。
Or something that you try to analyze before, now, you know, you are free.
或者我过去就是这个都是跟我对抗、非常抵触的，我今天没事了。
Or somebody who is very much against you and you're against them, but today it's nothing anymore.
或者我现在在我真的里面，心中跟主说主，我接受你的生命，我发现有个重担从我身上下去了。
Or because today I received your life, my burden has gone away.
我的良心也更新了。
And then my conscience is renewed.
所以你发现一个重生得救的人，你里面有故事。
So for one who is born again, there is a story inside.
我们看约翰一书。
And then 1 John
第五章
5.
新约的哈，约翰一书第五章。
1 John 5.
第十二、十三节。
Verses 12 and 13.
人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。我将这些话写给你们，信奉神儿子之名的人，叫你们知道自己有永生。
He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you thatBelieve on the name of the Son of God that ye may know that ye have eternal life and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God.
这个是一个客观的事实。
This is an objective truth.
当你真正接受主，你就有永生了。
When you really believe the Lord, you have eternal life.
永生不是到那一天上天堂才有永生的。
Eternal life is not something you have when you go
to heaven. 你得永生是今天你真的重生，你就得永生。
You gain that eternal life today when you believe.
那这个是客观的真理事实，我们要抓住的。
This is the objective truth.
我们要接受主的话，也相信主的话。
We have to receive the word of the Lord and accept the word of God.
但是这不够的。
But that's not.
我们需要是主。经历这句话的真实，
we need to subjectively experience this word.
我们才能够说我已经重生得救。
Then we can say I am born again.
我是一个有永生的人。
I am one who has eternal life.
我是一个新造。
And I am a new creation.
我愿意这一个哈一开始能够讲清楚的。
I want this to be clear from the very beginning.
我们都需要是一个新造。
We have to be a new creation.
所以我们到了下一个就是说，那我既然是新造的人，圣经还讲说我要做一个新造的人。
And then we can say, now I'm a new creation. I have to be a new creation.
换句话说，那句圣加拉太书那句话就是说，我是新造的人，我要活出新造的实际出来了。
That means now I'm a new creation. I have to live out the reality
of
the new creation.
我不可以嘴巴说我是新造的，我活出来的，没有人感觉我是一个。
It cannot be that I say I'm a new creation, but the way I live out, nobody can see that.
我们永远要知道，我是新造的人，只是说主的生命跟我的生命一直存在我身上。
When we are new creation, that means the Lord's life and my life both exist in.
能够活出一个新造的生活，乃是说我有跟着这个新的生命过活的。
To live out that new life means I'm living according to that new life.
我们来读几段的圣经。
So let's read a few passages.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章第二十节。
Ephesians chapter 4:20.
从二十节我们读到二十四节。
20-24.
你们学了基督却不是这样，如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
But ye have not so learned Christ, if so be that ye have heard him, and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness.
以弗所书第二章。
And then Ephesians chapter 2.
第二、第三节。
Verses 2 and 3.
那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中喜好的去行，本为可怒之子。
For in time past you walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others.
彼得前书第四章。
And then 1 Peter 4.
彼得前书第四章第三、第四节。
Verses 3 and 4.
彼得前书第四章三到四节。
1 Peter 4:3-4.
因为往日随从外邦人的心意行邪淫、恶欲、醉酒、荒宴、群饮，并可恶拜偶像的事，时候已经够了。他们在这些事上见你们不与他们同奔那放荡无度的路，就以为怪，毁谤你们。
For the time past of our life may suffice us to have robbed the will of the Gentiles, when we walk in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, reveling, banquetings, and abominable idolatries, wherein they think it strange that ye run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you.
我们刚刚在以弗所书第四章里面讲的要脱去从前行为上的旧人。
In Ephesians we said we need to put off concerning the old man.
所以我要先提到我们消极的方面我们有需要脱去的。
So from the negative side, there are things that we need to put
off. 我们有了主的生命，但是我们还有我犯罪的生命。
We have the new life of our Lord, but we have that sinful life still.
圣经多处的讲，你要脱去这个旧人，行为上的旧人。
And the Bible keeps on reminding us to put off concerning the old.
我们刚刚读的圣经节，我把它分几段来看。
So what we have read a while ago, we're gonna divide it up into a few. Section.
第二章里面他说有一个是随从今世的风俗。
First is to live according to the current fashion of the world.
这个我们要脱离的。
This we need to put off.
那我们要问了，今世的风俗是什么？
Now what is the current fashion of the world?
你要今天就不活在世人当中，你活在世人当中，你一定或多或少受影响的。
As long as you live in this world, more or less, you're going to be influenced by this world.
我听到有一个人回国内，他说我现在要买第四栋房子。
So a person who went back to China said, now I'm going to buy the fourth
house.
因为在我所有的朋友里面，每个人四栋房子。
Because all my friends, they all have four.
所以我也要买第四栋。
So I'm gonna do the same thing.
我问他你住几栋
？So I ask, how many are you occupying?
三栋是空的。
Three of them are.
这样买来也是空的。
And the one I'm buying is gonna be empty too.
这是风俗。
So this is the fashion of the world.
这风俗很多。
There are many.
你今天这头发怎么剪的？
So how you cut your hair today?
风俗。
Same thing. It's the fashion.
对，你穿的衣服怎么穿的？
Or how you wear your clothes.
我跟 Sherry 有一段时间在路上走路。
So one time Sherry and I were walking.
那些人穿的裤子，是那个裤子是在大腿上面的。
They're wearing, you know, pants that are so low.
衣服是盖过去，那裤子在大腿。
And the upper shirt is long, but the pants are almost on the side.
我们两个就谈，我们的儿子千万不要有一天穿这样回家。
It's like, oh, hopefully our son is never going to wear.
那我们就晕倒了。
We're gonna.
这是风俗。
This is fashion.
你看现在运动员都在纹身。
Tattoo. Oh, okay.
风俗。
So tattoo is in fashion.
我们今天信主的人。
Now for us believers.
我们有些不做。
Some of this we do.
但是我们要问哈，我们有没有照风俗走
？But we need to ask ourselves, are we living according to the world?
特别对姊妹们的这个弟兄们可能随便一点哈，姊妹们穿衣服这个要很注意。
Well, maybe it's less with brothers, but for sisters, we have to be careful.
我们不容易的这个就是跟着风俗，这个女生要怎么穿，全部一窝蜂去。
It's very easy for us to go with the.
难怪有人告诉我，做生意一定要做女人的生意，一定赚的。
So that's why somebody say, if you want to go into business, you go into business for women.
但是你看看今天风俗很多，什么的房子，什么的车子。
But there are many things like what kind of car.
你要怎么过
kind of house,
什么的程度的生活呢
what lifestyle you're gonna be living.
你交什么朋友
what kind of friend.
你怎么样的应酬
how you're gonna have.
你的饮食宴会是怎么过的
what's your food.
你发现这个世界的风俗你逃不出来。
You will realize that you cannot escape from.
因为我不这样走。人家以为我怪。
Because if you don't go along, people think you're strange.
所以我为着要不被人觉得我怪，我就照着风俗走。
So that people won't feel I'm strange, I'm gonna go along.
没错，你是一个新造的人，但是你不是活出一个新造的人。
Yes, you are a new creation, but you do not live out the new creation.
所以我们今天有一件事情，就是说世人所看重的，我也看重了，世人的价值观。也是我的价值观。
So what the world value do I value? How about their perspective? Is that my perspective?
如果都是一样的话，那我们基本上没错，你是一个新造的人，但你已经世俗化。
But if we're the same as them, yeah, no doubt, yes, we're new creation, but we have become worldly.
你知道圣经圣洁这个词。真正的意思是什么
？What does it mean to be holy？
啊，我这个脏的东西都不做，这都不做，一怎么都不做。
Does it mean? Oh, I'm not gonna do anything. I'm not gonna touch anything.
你好好读圣经，你发现圣洁这个词乃是分别从世人世界里面分别出来。
When we read carefully, we realize holy means to be separated. To be
所以以色列人出埃及进旷野。他说你要做我圣洁的子民，但是他讲到什么？你要从他们当中分别出来。
So when the Israelites were taken out of Egypt, the Lord said, "You're gonna be my holy people," and they were separated out from Egypt.
如果我们对今天的世俗我们没分别的话
，If we're not separated out from today's world fashion,
你就是一个世界人，一个世俗。
Then you're a worldly person.
这还是影响你个人的。
Now this only affects yourself.
但是如果你今天既然是新造的人，你来聚会了。
But now you are a new creature and you come to the meeting.
你就会把你这个今天你所看到带到教会来，这就严重了。
Then you bring what you have to the church.
所以今天看到教会，有些教会里面教会是民主。
So some churches are very democratic.
圣经从来没教会是民主的。
The Bible never say that the church is a democracy.
教会告诉我们说，教会是神主，不是民主的。
The church is ruled by God.
他们都选举，什么都选举，人多的胜。
There's no voting in the church.
圣经从不搞这个东西的。
There's no such thing.
所以我们看初期教会的他们要这个犹大死卖主死了，他们要选一个啊、他们用选举的，但是圣经基本上没这样事的，他们那时候是不清楚。
There's only one incident when they were not clear where they cast lot to replace the disciples of the disciple Judas.
你就发现哈，我们如果这个世俗的冠冕进了教会，一件一件会进来。
So if this kind of worldly perspective is in us, one thing after another will come into the church.
因为我们活在这个世界，我们对于这些事情感觉很好。
Because we live in the world and we think that these things are good.
所以慢慢就有人提议，哎呀，今天是父亲节，我们主这为什么这些节期都在礼拜天啊？所以大家可以过是吧？我不知道为什么是母亲节、儿童节、初心节全部都是礼拜天的。
Well, so you know there are a lot of days, special days like Father's
Day, Mother's Day.
And so in some places during Father's Day, the sermon is about Father, or if it's Mother's Day, the sermon is about Mother.
所以啊，他没有，还有 children。
哦、children's day is about children 。
我们不 skip 掉 children 啊，这个。但你会发现，难道做爸爸那一天才要听讲到，其他的不用了，因为做father day 才听呢？因为那天是专门对我们做爸爸讲的。
Does it mean that only that day that the fathers are listening?
所以你发现加拉太书它里面讲了，他说、啊、你们呢、啊、太注重节日过这些事情了，你们究竟有几个人真的关心我的事？
That's why in Galatians it says you're all focusing on special days, but how many of you care about my things?
不要小看这些事情。
We cannot belittle these things.
我建议有些去教会，他们奉献，我们奉献一点现金，写张 check 就好。
To give an offering, offer our money.
有人是今天，我卖股票给教会，教会去决定。
Or we write a check.
当做奉献。
We sell our stock. For the church,
你知道搞得非常的复杂。
It's very complicated.
所以我们今天呢、啊，一定要杜绝这个世界的观念，不止在个人，更不能够带进教会来。
We have to resist all this worldly influence and not bring them to the church.
我们必须知道世界是抵挡神的，是不要神的。
We need to know that the world is against God.
世界是有个风俗。
And there's the fashion in this world.
如果我们跟着世界的风俗走的话，我们便就是我们也抵挡神。
And if we go along with the world, then we resist God.
所以第一件事情，在脱去的，我希望弟兄姊妹能够看到，我们必须脱去世界的风俗。
So the first thing to put off is to put off worldliness.
第二个，我们在以弗所书第二章那里说啊。顺服今天空中掌权者的首领，就是魔鬼。
And then the second is, if we obey the principalities in the air, then that is Satan.
你知道世人呐、啊，今天整天我要民主，我要自由。
Today the world wants to be free.
我常常跟这些不信主的朋友说。
And I tell the people, unbelievers,
你要自由，你是最没自由的人。
I said, you want to be free, but actually you're the most unstable.
我们人都认为自由是我想干嘛就干嘛。
To people, their concept of freedom is to do what I want to do.
八一年来美国的时候，就那时候，这个反正有 free stuff 我都去拿。他拿一个帽子，是军人的帽子，说 do what you want to do.
In 1981, when I first came here, there were a lot of free stuff, and there was a hat from the army.
I'm a foreigner. Bye-bye.
They just want me to enlist, but I tell them, I told them I was a foreigner.
给了我一套这个，我这个很好的，这个叫什么？ 这句话应该叫做什么？不是 logo or whatever， 就是一句话叫、oh. to do what you want to do， 对不对？ Oh. 我觉得很时髦。
I feel that's really fashionable, like to do what you want to do.
今天地上的人追求的是自由，就是我可以做我也想做的。
Today, people pursue freedom, and it's to do what they want.
其实我跟你讲，世人是没有自由的。
But actually, they don't have freedom.
因为圣经告诉我们说，你 conscious or unconsciously， 你有知觉跟没知觉，你都在听魔鬼告诉你做什么。
Because the Bible tells us, consciously or unconsciously, you're listening to Satan.
你是一个没自由的。
You do not have freedom.
但是人瞎了，我跟着魔鬼走，我说我是自由的。
But man is blind.They're following the evil one and they don't know.
所以我们今天信主是更换主人。
Today, when we believe, we are changing our master.
只有我们更换了主人，我们才真的有自由。
Only when we change our master, then we have freedom.
我今天是一个新造的人。
Today, I am a new creation.
我问你，魔鬼搞不搞你？
Now, I ask you, is Satan going to be against you?
魔鬼一定搞你
，Of course，
对不对？耶稣魔鬼也去试探他了
，Because he also tempted Jesus，
并且魔鬼也可以附在你身上
，And also， the devil can possess people。
不要有一个错误的，我信主魔鬼就我就不会被鬼附。
Don't think that because you are Christian, you're a believer, you cannot be possessed.
因为魔鬼搞不搞你，有没有被鬼附，在乎你是什么的态度。
Because whether you're possessed, it depends on your attitude.
所以圣经里面哈，这个以弗所书第五章说，不可给魔鬼留地步。
That's why in Ephesians it says, do not give ground to the evil one.
在你家中。
In your house.
在你心中。
In your heart.
我们过去有个姊妹。
There was a sister.
她有一段时间，她的女儿这个到晚上就会大叫。
Every night the daughter at a certain time will be screaming.
她真的不知道，看病也没什么病，就是每一个晚上就是大叫。
Well, the child was not sick, but every time it will happen, she will be screaming.
终于她找到一个年长的弟兄是明白这个事情。
And then she found an elder brother who understands this thing.
他说 clean your house. 把你房子里面不属于不好的不属于神的东西把你都丢掉。
And he said, you need to clean your house. Just throw out everything that's not right.
结果都做了，发现他女儿还是晚上在叫。
And she did all that, but still the daughter was still screaming at night.
所以最后把这个弟兄请到他家去。
And then,So she invited this brother over.
他说：“你看看我家有什么东西，我是没 clean 的，我没有把它清干净的。”
And she said, "Can you please look at my house and see what else I haven't cleaned out?"
终于打开一个 closet， 不知道为什么他没打开啊。这个弟兄打开了一个 closet.
So the brother opened a closet.
在里面有好像有一个洋娃娃在里面。
And there was like a doll in there.
他就问这个。父母啊，他说：“哎，这个哪里来的
？”And then he asked, "Well, where did this doll come from?"
他说：“有一年，这过去这个是不是 vacation 啊？去了泰国买回来的。
”They said that we got this during our vacation in Thailand.
我们弟兄没第二句话丢掉。
And the brother said, "Throw that away."
让他把这个丢掉之后，他女儿没有再哭过。
And then after that was thrown away.The daughter never cried again.
我们有个弟兄哈，有一次跟我说。
Our brother told me one time.
我的女儿准时midnight十二点就叫。
Very accurately, my daughter at midnight will be screaming.
他说她叫了两天之后，我就紧张了。
After she screamed 2 days, I start getting anxious.
他就说我有一个晚上整个晚上没睡觉就祷告主什么事
So the whole night I was praying to the Lord What is this about?
他说到早上
And then in the morning
不小心看到垃圾桶里面有个 magazine
Then I saw a magazine in the waste basket
那就是两天前我忘记是摩门教还是这个耶和华见证人来敲门
It's
给他一个刊物，他说，哎，我研究一下他们在干嘛的，就接受了。
It was 2 days ago, whether it's the Mormons or the Jehovah Witness gave a track, and I took it just to, you know, find out what it's all about.
他里面就醒过来。
And then something awakened inside of him.
说他把这个摆到垃圾桶，推到 driveway 外面去。
So he put that in the trash can and take it out.
他已经在 trash can 的，但是在家里，说他现在拿出来就外面大的把它推出去了。
Yeah, to put it in a big trash can and put it in the driveway.
他里面似乎清楚了，这是问题。
And in his heart, he realized this is the problem.
那天晚上，女人没在叫。
And then that night, the daughter did not cry.
我有时候觉得哈，我们这些跟从主的路啊，是蛮 excited.
That's why I feel that
我们很多的经历是我们不知道。
This is a very exciting way.
但是只要我们愿意顺服我们的主。
But if we're willing to obey our Lord,
从这里你的见识与知识就一直的增加了。
Then your knowledge and what you see increases.
不可给魔鬼留地步。
Do not give ground to the.
这还是外面的呢。
This is outside.
里面的呢。
How about inward?
我里面给魔鬼留地步去，那大事。
If inward I give ground.
神要我放下的东西，我不肯放。
If the things God wants me to give up, I don't want to.
哦，这个，那可以捆绑你一辈子。
Then you can be bound for life.
雅各书跟我们说，第四章跟我们说。
James chapter 4 tells us.
他说，如果你抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼必离开你逃跑。
If you resist the devil, he will flee.
为什么我们今天可以抵挡魔鬼呢？
Now how can we resist?
因为我们里面有了主的生命。
Because we have the Lord's life.
主的生命是魔鬼不敢动的。
The Lord's life is.
今天我们是邀请魔鬼进来，那魔鬼说：“你叫我进来，我进来啊。”
The devil is afraid of the Lord's life, but if you invite him to come in, then he will come in.
但是如果你抵挡，他没办法进来。
But if you resist him, he
cannot.
There's
no way, 他没办法进来的。
There's no way for him to come in.
所以我们不能够只是客观真理抓住说，我有主的生命，魔鬼不进来。No, 没有这回事的。
We cannot just objectively say, oh, I have the Lord's life, the devil is not going to come
乃是我主动的，我是拒绝魔鬼在我身上做。
But we need to take initiative to resist him.
何秀恩姊妹在我们诗歌本里面有首诗歌，她说什么？她说，我对撒旦说不，我对父神就说是。
Our sister, Barbara, she said, I say no to the devil, I say yes to the Lord.
第三个就是随从肉体，就随从心中喜好的去行。
The third is if you give provision to your flesh, you are doing what you like.
在这段圣经的里面，这个前面他讲了一句话，他说放纵肉体的私欲。
It's to be in the flesh.
Uncontrolled. 放纵的就是你完全没节制。
Oh, you don't control yourself. You let the flesh reign.
那私欲是什么呢？
And what is lust?
私欲就是不正当的欲望。
These are inappropriate desires.
不是在正常的欲望里面，而是正常的范畴的欲望的之外。
They are not the normal desires. They're outside the normal desires.
欲望，神给我们有欲望。
The Lord gives us desires.
你想，你肚子饿，看到好吃的，你就想吃。
For example, if you're hungry and you see food, you want to eat.
肚子饿不好吃你也吃。
Even if the food is not good, if you're hungry, you will eat it.
但是你吃饱了，是你最想吃的，你吃。
But if you're full, even things you like, you can't eat it.
我昨天对我儿子说，我说，哎，你不是很想吃那个吗？你赶快吃啊。
I told my son, isn't it you like this? Why don't you eat it?
他说。I'm full.
And he said, I'm full.
多想吃也吃不下。
Even if I like it, I can't have it.
所以这个欲望正当的是对的。
The right desires is correct.
但是超越这个正常的范畴，这叫私欲。
But something that is outside of that,
并且如果你是放纵的话，那就更糟糕了。
And if you have no control and you let it go, that's even worse.
所以圣经的罗马书告诉我们说，这叫体贴肉体。
And that's what Romans said, that you give provisions to the flesh.
他这里另外一句话说，什么叫肉体？我心所想的，我就去做。
What is flesh? What you want in your heart, then you go do it.
这里告诉我们说，好的、坏的，只是你所想，不是神要你的，都是肉体。
Whether it's good or bad, as long as it's not from God, that's flesh.
你由着它这样走下去的，最后有一天你是放纵的。
And if you go this way, then one day you're uncontrollable.
所以我们这个第三个哈，我们要脱离这个随从肉体的事。
And so this number three is that we have to rid of ourselves of the flesh.
因为罗马书告诉我们说，体贴肉体就是与神为仇，体贴肉体就是死。
Because if you give provisions of the flesh, then that's death. And only if you follow the spirit, that's life.
这个第四个哈是随从外邦人的心意。这彼得前书读的哈，随从外邦人的心意。
The fourth is to live according to the Gentiles.
你看这个特别讲到我们交朋友。
This is about our friendship.
究竟在我们周遭的朋友是什么人？
Who are our friends?
是我们影响他，还是他在默默的影响我们？
Do we influence them, or do they influence us?
我常常发现一些对主已经蛮要主蛮有叫追求的弟兄姊妹。
I discovered that for those who really want to pursue the Lord.
但是过了一些年，怎么整个人冷淡下来了？
But then after a few years, they become cold.
完全提不起劲了。
As if they cannot be lifted up anymore.
这个有一个大关系，我周遭的朋友是什么？
A very big factor is the kinds of friends that they have.
因为你可以跟他们 hang out， 跟你跟这些朋友能够在一起的话。
Because if you can be hanging out with this sort of friends，
乃是你的价值观跟他一样的。
It's because your value system is similar.
你们是志同道合的。
You belong together.
大家吃吃喝喝的，但我们也吃吃喝喝。
Everybody just eat and drink and be merry.
这个在我们属灵要真的走做新造的人是最大的亏损。
This is the biggest loss for us to be a new creation.
说圣经讲了一句话，说与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌。
And that's why the Bible says to be friends with the world is to be enemies with God.
我们要脱离，有一天进入这样冷淡的情况，我们就要脱离这种生活。
To not have this coldness in us, we need to rid ourselves of this.
So 我提了四件事情。
So there are four things that I mentioned.
脱离随从今世的风俗。
Is to be out of that worldly fashion.
第二个，脱离魔鬼在我们身上的枷锁。
Get out of that bondage by the evil one.
第三个，脱离随从肉体，随从心中所喜好的去做。
Is to get rid of the flesh and the lust.
第四个，脱离随从我们周遭的朋友，外邦人的心意。
And to be rid of the influence of the Gentiles.
那我们讲的这许多都是消极方面的。
Now all these four are kind of from the negative side.
你看到哈，我们刚读以弗所书第四章。
While ago when we read Ephesians 4,
他说你脱去行为上的旧人。
Is to put off the old man.
你要穿上新人。
But to put on the new man.
这新人是照着神的形象造。
Now this new man is according to the image of God.
你发现脱下有行动，穿上也有行动。
Now you see action here, to put on or to put off.
所以你有脱，也要有穿。
So there's put off and then there's put on.
在穿上的时候，他前面有一段话说，你的心智要改换一身。
But before he talked about putting on, he said renewed in the spirit of your mind.
我们的心思、情感、意念、意志都需要更新。
Our thoughts, our mind, all have to be changed in our hearts.
这个我们就能够显出我是一个新造的人。
Then we can show forth that I'm a new creation.
做一个新造的人，你必须是一个奉献给主的人。
To be a new creation, you have to be one who is surrendered.
你是一个新造的人，你一定是一个运用信心的人。
and you have to be, you will be the one who use your faith.
你是一个新造的人，你是一个有启示。
And a new creation is one with revelation.
这个主若许可，我以后会交通。
If the Lord willing,
我今天要交通更基本的一件事。
Today I'm going to talk about something more basic.
我们翻到约翰一书。
Turn to 1 John 1.
约翰一书第一章。
1 John 1.
论到第一节，论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life.
第以弗所书第三章第十六节。
And then Ephesians 3:16.
我们只读下面那句话。
We'll just read the last part.
三章第十六节下一部分，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
To be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man.
哥林多后书第四章。
Second Corinthians 4.
第十六节。
4:16.
所以我们不上当，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。
For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day.
罗马书第七章。
And then Romans chapter 7.
第六节下半句。
Verse 6, end of the verse.
叫我们服侍主是按照心灵的新样，不按照遗文的旧样。
That we should serve in newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter.
所以我们基本要学习的乃是走生命的道路。
So basically, we have to walk the path of life.
我们信了主，主的生命就住在我们里面。
When we believe, His life comes into us.
这个生命进来是有感觉的。
Now, when this life comes in, you can sense something.
我常常喜欢用在庐山的老弟兄的见证。
I want to use the elder brothers with a testimony.
因为他在那里，没人跟他们去传福音的。
Because nobody preached the gospel.
有一次传道人在养病，而跟他见面。就跟他传福音了。
One time, a preacher met him and told him.
他就信主了。
And then he believed.
我们弟兄病好了就下山了。
And then our brother is healed.
没有聚会，也没有就是他们夫妻两个。
There was really no meeting there, only the two of them, husband and wife.
那里很冷，所以每天晚餐，我的每一餐都喝个一杯的就喝白酒，哇，这才暖和身体。
And so every meal they would drink
wine
and then to warm themselves up.
那有一天他也祷告要吃饭，嘴巴讲不出话来。
And then one day he's starting to pray, but he can't.
所以这个老伴看他搞了好久，他说饭菜都凉了，今天不祷告可以吗？
And the wife said,You're taking a long time. Can we just not pray because the food is getting cold?
不行，我还是要祷告。
He said, "No, I have to."
闭起眼睛，低下头，嘴巴讲不出话来。
And then again, he couldn't start praying.
他就是奇怪，今天发生什么事啊
？And then he said, "What's going on today?"
突然间抬起个头，看到那瓶酒，他说，拿手上瓶酒。
And then when he opened his eyes, he saw that wine and said, "We have to remove the wine."
低头在祷告，嘴巴打开了，可以祷告祝谢了。
And then again he bowed his head, but this time he can pray.
过了一段时间，山下有这个特别聚会，他去参加了。
After a while, you know, in the valley there was a meeting and he went.
他就讲了这个见证。
And then he told his testimony.
没人告诉我。
Nobody told me.
我里面的当家不许可我喝酒。
But the boss inside me didn't allow me to take that drink.
这个叫主的生命在他里面是做当家的。
Now this shows us the life within is the boss.
我们要注意，当我们里面有感觉了，我们不要用理由讲道理把这个感觉把它摆溜掉，把它简化掉。
If inside of us we have this sense, this prompting, we cannot reason it away.
你知道 reasoning 这个讲道理讲理由啊，是不是一个不顺服的态度？
This reasoning is an attitude of disobedience.
我们好像以为我们是要搞清楚，但是我们里面是因为我们没办法顺服下来了。
We think that we're trying to make things clear.
我们一
actually is disobedience.
我们一直讲道理，到有一天你感觉也没了。
If we keep on reasoning, one day you will lose that.
慢慢慢慢，你还以为跟神很靠近，其实你慢慢的远离神。
You think that you're still close to God, but actually you're going farther and farther away.
所以我们里面这个感觉需要操练。
That's why we need to exercise that feeling in us.
有时候你觉得很烦，我可以告诉你很烦。
Maybe you think, what a pain.
Yeah, what a pain. That's good.去麦当劳吃个简单的菜，这个叫个东西，他竟然不 charge 我，都不是我不叫他不 charge， 他就是没打进去。
When I went to McDonald's, they missed an item.
我们有个习惯哈，我们都要查是我付多钱、啊。
I always try to look, you know, how much am I going to should I pay?
但是我最讨厌的，每次查，我付少钱了、
啊。And what I don't like is I find out I paid too little.
以前不搞这个生命的路就算了，少钱我赚。
Before I just like, oh, that's okay. I made some money out of it.
就是两块钱啊，这里面就是不行。这吃那个东西一吃，怎么样？坐在这里不动。
But then now I can't eat and I have to look at that.
我呢，常常就跟 Sherry 说，就告诉他看他怎么想。他说不动我就不动了，这个他决定了，对不对？他每次说，哎，你决定啊，不平安就要做啊，哎呀。
And it's always like, well, if you're not peaceful, you have to do it.
所以每次都要走上去。我告诉你，买菜也买过，开走了，不行，开回去告诉他，你这个没赚钱。
And it's the same thing with grocery. You have to drive back.
我跟你讲，常常经历的。我最近才在从厕所出来，公司厕所出来，地上有一张纸，我就走过，关我啥事？他说捡起来啊。
It's the same thing. There was a paper.
我就走一半到我的 cube 了，我走回去把它捡起来丢掉，我再走回去。
And inside it says you go pick it up, and so I.
这是不是生活中的小事？
These are very small things.
这只是说我们尊不尊重里面一点的感觉。
But the point is, do we honor that voice inside of us?
如果我们愿意这样操练，
if we are willing to do it, to practice that.
刚刚以弗所书里面说，你心里的力量会刚强起来。
In Ephesians it says, you will be strengthened in the inner man.
心里的力量呢，是说我们今天圣经告诉我们说，有个外面的人，有个里面的人。心里的力量就是里面的人刚强起来了。
It's the inner man that will be strengthened.
我们今天很软弱的原因是什么？我人里面这个人太弱了。
Today we're weak because that inner man is weak.
我们外面的人太强了。
The outer man is very strong.
怎么样让里面的人刚强呢？
How do you let that inner man be strong?
那是我们操练听。生命的引导。
We need to practice to listen.
内心一天，心事一天。
And your inner man will be renewed.
当我们里面的人一天比一天新，你发现你的力量一天比一天强起来。
When your inner man is renewed, you become stronger.
弟兄姊妹，要越早操练越好。
The earlier you practice.
如果你信主很多年都没这样操练，你后面要操练蛮难的。
If you're a believer for so many years and you never practice, it's hard.
特别从一信主就开始操练。
You need to practice this.
听里面你的当家讲话。
Listen to that boss within you.
然后他说，你行事为人不要照外面的仪文，要照着里面心灵的新样来走的。
And you should live according to the newness within, and not the old letter.
我们弟兄问了我一个问题。
My brother asked me.
他说啊，我们一起祷告吃饭。那祷告的时候，有个人祷告就是谢饭了。那我刚好不在，那我现在回来吃还要祷告吗
？He said that when we eat together, a brother prayed for the rest. Now I missed that. Should I pray?
你没有想过这个问题啊
？Have you thought about this?
对，我们就请一个人出谢嘛。他祷告完了，哎，我 I'm part of the meal, right? 我来吃。那现在回来我要个祷告。
So since I'm already part of the meal and somebody prayed.Should I come when I come? Should I pray?
我觉得这个是很好的例子，就是什么叫做仪文的样子跟心灵的新样。
This is a good illustration of what is the letter and what is the.
我们要问为什么我祷告。
The question is why do you pray?
我谢谢主赐我东西有东西吃。
I am thanking the Lord for food.
我求主接近这些食物。
And I pray that He cleaned it.
你知道我多了一句了，我谢谢主给我能够吃。
And for me, I have to add one more. I thank the Lord that I can eat. Because there was a time when I couldn't take in food.
吃一口痛一口.
Every time I swallow, it's painful for me.
你会想吃吗?
And of course, I don't like to eat. So now the fact that I don't have pain when I eat, it's to me very
所以我们除蟹祷告, 如果是外貌的疑问, 反正基督教祷告, 我祷告完了。
So if it's according to the letter of the law, yes, I pray and that's it.
你那个祷告跟没祷告没差别。
That prayer is not counted.
我同事有些基督徒。
I have a Christian office mate.
我们一起出去吃饭。
We went out and eat together.
我从没见过这么快的祷告。
I've never seen that kind of speedy prayer.
点个头祷告完了。
Just bow the head and it's done.
我不知道讲 Lord, Amen, 可能来得及。
Not even enough time for me to say Amen.
这是外面的疑问。
This is just by the letter.
这是一个很好的问题。我们今天要求主救我们从这些外面的疑问里面出来。
Today we need to ask the Lord to save us out of this letter.
我们真实的从心中，我感谢主给我这些食物。
That truly we are thankful for Him in our hearts.
不是一个律法，一个规条叫你要祷告。
It is not a rule that you have to.
有人说我要低头吗？ 我可以抬着头。
Oh, can I raise my head? Do I have
to bow my head? 你心中有多敬畏，你就做多少。
Well, do it according to how you honor the Lord in your heart.
我想劝弟兄姊妹，你开车可以祷告，请你不要闭眼睛。
If you're driving and you're praying, please don't close your eyes.
也不要告诉我开车不能祷告，因为不能闭眼睛。
But don't tell me either that you cannot pray just because you cannot close your eyes.
根本两码事。
These are two different things.
还有一个，我们走生命的路，就是换句话说，我不走头脑的路。
Now, to go on the way of the Spirit means you don't go on the way of the mind. Doesn't mean that you become ignorant.
乃是我们来到神的面前，不是凭头脑、知识、理性、理由到主面前。
But we come to the Lord not by knowledge, not by our reasoning, not by just purely our mind.
我们是用生命来接触这赐生命的主。
But we use life to meet life of our Lord.
你翻到罗马书第十三章,
and then Romans 13,
第十四节,
verse 14.
十三章第十四节,
Romans 13:14.
总要披戴以主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。
But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision, not provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lust.
这里讲说你要穿上耶稣基督。
You have to put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
你要知道我们哥林多后书五章那里说，我们一信主就在基督里，我一在基督里，我就是新造的人。
We know once we believe we are in Christ and we are new creation.
这里说你要披戴耶稣基督在你身上。
But here it says put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ.
你如果像你，我穿上耶稣基督了。
You have to put on the Lord.
你要记得，如果你常常就是说，我主啊，今天早上起来，我先穿上你了。我穿衣服穿得很漂亮，不过很冷，因为大夜穿了。主，我把你也穿上了。
So every morning, yes, you put on your outer coat, but you also put in the Lord Jesus Christ.
你就发现，主的生命能够供应你的。Then
you will find out that His life, can provide for you.
他说这里不要为肉体安排放纵私欲。Here
it says. Give no provision for the flesh.
你要知道，我们今天想到啊，我不喜欢这件事情，我禁欲。
Many times we say we cannot do it, so we refuse.
我们找一些环境把我压制住，使我是欲望不如没机会发展。
We look for environment so we can restrain ourselves.
我告诉弟兄姊妹，没多久爆炸。
Well. It will take just a little while. You're burst out.
对啊，我们年轻的时候不可看电视。那时候没电脑了，他说不可看电视。
When we were young, it says don't watch TV.
免得电视引诱我们的心。
Because you're going to be tempted.
我跟你们讲过了，我把电视收到 closet 里面去。
Well, I put the TV inside the closet.
我们一个弟兄把电视从二楼砰丢到地下面打烂了。
A brother threw the TV down from the second floor.
我们都要过圣洁生活。
We all want to live holy life.
没多久。
But not too long after.
家里是不敢动那个电视。
Of course, you don't dare to take it out of the closet.
但是 American 那时候还没有。
太远了、
oh, There's no Mall of America 但是你在 Rose Hill 总有一个傻瓜整天坐在商店里面坐在那里看到五十台电视坐在那里看
But if you go to Rosedale You'll see a person watching 50 stations
他肯定只有一般 station 五十个电视那个傻瓜就是我
And that person is me
因为你忍不住这种引诱家里不肯拿就在坐在那里看就看看旁边有没有教会的弟兄姊妹来啊
Because you don't dare to take the TV out of the closet, but you go to the mall and is worried about somebody, you know, seeing you.
你会可以忍多久吗？最后还是不是拿出来看
Well, how long can you restrain yourself? In the end, you take it out and watch it.
我们弟兄丢了一个。
The brother, he threw away one TV.
就买一个新的。
And bought a new one.
用外力去压制是绝对没功效。
If we use outside restraint,
但是如果你愿意披戴基督的话
but if you're willing,
主做的奇妙的事是实在是奇妙。
The Lord do amazing.
他把你那个要去做的心没掉了。
He will take away that desire.
你看，你就奇怪，怎么一点吸引都没有呢？
You will realize you don't.
这个曾经把我压得死死的，现在没吸引力。
What has put me in bondage before? Now it's not attractive.
这实在是福音、啊、
And this is the real gospel
你就知道哪一天你又吸引你就很清楚知道我又离开神
And then if one day you're attracted again then you know you're far from the Lord
所以主的生命是使我们真正得自由
So the life of the Lord is the one that really sets us free
第三个我很快讲一讲
And then the third one
走十字架的路
is to go the way of the cross.
我们常十字架的主耶稣为我们挂在十字架上所以我今天能够蒙恩得救这就是十字架
We always think about the cross Yes, the Lord is on the cross He died for us and we can be saved
我们要记得十字架的路是对付我们这个己
But the way of the cross is to counter ourselves
就是我这个我
It is me
我们这个我这个肉体这个真的要对付的是神用十字架来对付的
This self The Lord deal with that self through the cross.
So, 我今天的负担
So, my burden today.
弟兄姊妹，我们要做新造的。
Brothers and sisters, we have to be new creatures.
大前提，你必须是新造的。
Of course, the first thing is you have to be a new creation.
并且你要知道你是新造的。
And you need to know you.
如果你还在怀疑，我鼓励你好好在主面前把这件事清清楚楚2015年把它解决掉
If you're still not sure you have doubts you need to settle this in this year
你说主啊我要清楚我是一个有永生的人
You need to tell the Lord Lord I want to be sure that I'm one with
不是道理告诉我有永生乃是我真的心里我是有永生
It is not the doctrine tells me
我必须有个地位我是一个新造的人
I want that position that I am a new creation
然后呢我们很紧要的要去做活出这个新造的人
And then we need to live out this new creation
我们开始操练走生命的路
We need to walk the way of life.
走里面的道路。
To walk the inward way.
让里面的主这个生命能够真的一天新是一天。
And that this inner man will be renewed day by day.
我们愿意披戴我们的主。
And we were willing to put on our Lord.
我们也来经历主啊！我如果披戴你，我真的这些可以过了吗？
Lord, if I put on you, then I can pass through all this.
我告诉弟兄姊妹，你经历过可以过的话，我跟你讲，回不来了，这太好的事了。
If you really experience that you can pass through all this, you're never going to turn back.
我们走十字架的道路。
We walk the way of the cross.
求主在一年的开始。
That at the beginning of the year.
我们彼此的激励。
That we encourage each other.
我们做一个新造。
That we be a new creation.
旧事已过，一切都变成新的。
The old has passed. Behold the new.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们再一同来到你的面前。
Lord, we come before you.
主，愿你纪念我们在你面前所有的祷告。
Please, Lord, remember our prayers before you.
主耶稣啊，给我们一个切切要你的心。
That we will have a heart that truly, truly wants you.
以致我们这个人能够是一个讨你喜悦的人。
That we will be one who is pleasing to you.
但愿今天坐在这里的每一个。
That may each and everyone here today.
我们都愿意跟你说，主，我们要做一个新造的人。
That we want to be the new creation.
我们要你能够。从我们身上能够彰显。
We want you to be shown forth in our life.
主耶稣，求你怜悯我们。
Please have mercy on us.
在这新的一年。
That in this new year.
给我们对你有新的认识。
That we will have new realization knowledge of you.
给我们进入这生命的实际。
That we will enter into the reality of this life.
我们就跳跃的、快乐的来跟随。
And that we will be joyfully excited to be following you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.